When I was a child, I lived in North Vietnam. One day, our school teacher told the class that we were going on a trip to the top of a nearby mountain. He said that at the top of the mountain, there lived a hermit, a man who lived all alone and sat quietly day and night to become peaceful like the Buddha. I had never seen a hermit before. I was very excited. The day before the trip, we made food for a picnic. We cooked rice, rolled it into small balls, and wrapped the balls in banana leaves. We prepared sesame seeds, peanuts, and salt to dip the rice in. The morning of our trip, we walked for a long time until we reached the foot of the mountain. My friends and I climbed as quickly as we could. We ran almost all the way up the mountain. Wow, there were many beautiful trees and rocks along the path. But I did not stop to look at them because I wanted to reach the top of the mountain. I ran past the flowers and past the trees. I rushed past the bright blue sky. When my friends and I finally reached the top, we were very tired. We had drunk all of our water on the way and did not have a single drop left. We looked around for the hermit. We looked and looked. Then we saw his hut made of bamboo and straw. There it is. Inside, we discovered a small cot and an altar made of bamboo. But no hermit. Where was he? Maybe he had heard us coming up the mountain and was hiding somewhere away from the noise. It was time to have lunch, but I wasn't hungry. I was too tired and disappointed. Maybe if I wandered into the forest, I could find the hermit. So I left my friends and started climbing further up the mountain. I was very thirsty, and as I walked deeper into the forest, I heard the sound of dripping water. It was like the sound of music being softly played. So I started to climb in the direction of that lovely sound. Soon, I found a natural well. Big rocks of many colors surrounded a small pool. The water was so clear that I could see all the way to the bottom. I knelt down, scooped some water in my palms and began to drink. Oh, the water tasted wonderfully sweet. You cannot imagine my happiness. It was simply delicious. I felt completely satisfied. I did not need or want anything at all. Even the desire to meet the hermit was gone. But suddenly, I realized I may have met the hermit after all. Maybe the hermit had transformed himself into the well. Maybe he cared about me. This made me so happy. I lay down on the ground next to the well and looked up at the sky. I saw the branch of a tree against the blue sky. I was very relaxed. Soon I fell into a deep sleep. I don't know how long I slept, but when I awoke, I didn't know where I was. Then I saw the branch of the tree against the sky and the wonderful well. Then I remembered everything. It was now growing dark, and it was time to go back to join my classmates. I said goodbye to the well and began to walk back down. As I walked out of the forest, a sentence formed in my heart. It was like a poem with only one line. I have tasted the best water in the world. My friends were glad to see me. They asked me where I had been, but I had no desire to talk. I wanted to keep my story to myself for a moment. I sat down on the ground and ate my lunch quietly. The rice and the sesame seeds tasted so good. I felt calm, happy, and peaceful. That was many years ago that I climbed that mountain. Now I am an old man. But the image of the well and the sound of dripping water are still alive inside me. You too may have met your hermit. Maybe it was a rock, a tree, a star, or a beautiful sunset. The hermit is the Buddha inside of you.